You know, it's amazing that you guys were talking about this earlier because I was thinking about it too earlier this week, and I was thinking, hey, I should record an audio boo about it because I'd been thinking about it for a while. And I was thinking in perspective of kind of this core group that a number of us have been in from Yahoo 360 and our blogging days there, and eventually with Multiply and MySpace and Facebook. And it's been kind of like nomads in a way when the group gets too big, when you've got your parents and everyone else around. Because I think, and there's all kinds of other groups that do this too, but I whether it's group therapy or Al-Anon or whatnot, there's that part of all of us that wants to feel that there's a group that we can turn to and really let it all hang out, as it were, to say, here's me, here's all of me. And to find people that who then turn to you and say, yeah, you're cool, you're still with one of us, or you're still one of us, is something we really need. We need that connection that someone can see who we are and think that we're okay. Or at least that if we're crazy and you're crazy, at least we're all crazy together. And the miracle about the internet is that instead of, feeling that you're all alone because, you're gay or weird or just or creative and you don't have enough of those people around you in your immediate world, to turn around and just have that connection is really important. So Facebook turned into this place that, for a while was that. But eventually, you've got everyone in there. And when you want to reveal that side of you, it just comes with so much more baggage now. You have to explain to all your friends this strong moment in your life, and all you wanted to do was vent. All you wanted to do was just throw it out there and not have it be overanalyzed or it have to turn into a massive discussion. And there's that part where, it's easier among strangers or people who kind of sort of know you. You get to rebuild your image, as it were. And if there's you want to be a little more slutty, a little more brave, a little more risque, it's okay because there's other people doing the same thing. But yeah, I've been thinking about it a lot too, so glad we're all talking about this. It's something we need, and it's something we, who knows, we may have to move on eventually when Instagram turns into Facebook all over again, and we will find something new. So that's my thought on it. Bye.